I hope you have a really enjoyable Friday and weekend ahead as we move on to our next teaching from It's Time For Me. So there's a piece in your journal, which is below under the journal section, that will actually relate to today's teaching. And it's all about having a clear vision for your life. So in your journal, I've asked the question, do you have a clear vision for your life, what it is? And if you don't have one, look at creating it now. There's obviously loads of other questions in your journal this month, which are really important and relevant. So I hope you've had a chance to have a look at them or even to get started on them as well. So having a clear vision for our life is really, really important, because actually that kind of keeps us in a forward moving motion, a progressive motion. And for us to have flow, there has to be motion. There has to be some ability to keep things moving. Being in motion doesn't mean you're not necessarily in flow. We can be in motion and be like bogged down. We can be stressed, all of those things. But being stagnant where there's no motion at all can actually feel very debilitating, can be more stressful, and can actually really have an impact on our confidence and, I suppose, how we just really feel about ourselves. You know, we can feel like we're not really where we want to be, and that can impact in terms of how we look at ourselves, what we think we're able for, and more importantly, what we think we're not able for. So this month, I really want you to get clear on this idea of what the vision is. I talked a lot at our class about flow, being, you know, when we, sorry, flow and co-creating our life in tandem with our higher self, our soul, or the universe, or God, whoever or whatever it is that you believe in. And to co-create with a higher energy, let's say, to bring us into a place of flow, we have to have a vision for what it is that we wish to co-create. So before we can start to move forward and to really genuinely come into a place of more flow or tap into it more often, we have to know what it is that we're desiring in our life. A few months ago, I got you to do a practice called My Simplified Life, which was to look at how you wish your life could be if things were just really simple and really straightforward. That could be your vision for your life. Perhaps you have that you'd like to change career, like we talked about last month, or you've got a passion project to what you want to do. Perhaps you want to have a family. Maybe you want to meet somebody. Maybe you want to change your finances. Maybe you want to buy a car, like, or all of the above. But having a vision allows you then to say, okay, my vision is this, and the steps that I take in my life are to move in the direction of that. And the steps that I will take to co-create all of that in tandem with the universe or my higher self are going to bring me into this flow space. So when we co-create, we're allowing ourselves to have a vision, to take action steps for it, but then we allow how it happens and when it happens up to kind of a higher source of energy. I have spoken about this piece before, that where when we are wanting something to come into our life, whether it's like a relationship or a new job or a new career or baby, whatever it might be, we have this tendency sometimes to say, well, if it's meant to be, it'll be for me. And we surrender everything up. Surrendering isn't surrendering everything up. Surrendering is an acceptance of, like, I will let things happen when and how they should happen. Surrendering is not about taking an active part in that. Surrendering is about providing the space for things to happen. So it's about, like, not focusing on time frames and not focusing on how, but you absolutely have to keep your clear vision there and be flexible to that vision coming out differently, but your outcome being the same. So really think about this over the weekend. Use your journal for this. There's space there. Turn over the backs of the sheets if you want, or just journal it into your own notebook. But whatever way you do it, do get a really clear vision for now. Like, this might be a vision for the next 6 months. It doesn't have to be for the next 10 years. Our wants, our desires, our goals, they all change. So maybe do it for the next 6 months and just say, okay, what's my vision over this period of time? And that's where you want to start taking those steps towards, and allow yourself to be supported by the universe and something higher as you move on that path. So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you really soon.